You're listening to Milkcaster Tales, brought to you by knowhownonprofit.org.
Broken Biscuits, Part 2. Mercedes, chief executive of Milkcaster Aid to Africa, has discovered that Jocelyn, director of fundraising, has upset Camilla, the wife of a key sponsor. Now, the sponsor has cancelled his organisation's fundraising deal with the charity and also withdrawn his personal support of the farm-building project in Maseru, Rwanda. Jocelyn has resigned with immediate effect. Clutching her Americano tightly, Mercedes waits for her chair, Iphigenia, to respond. Iphigenia is silent for what seems an age. Then she glances round the Millpot Cafe to see who else is there. Finally, she takes in a deep breath. Look, Mercy, we made a mistake with Jocelyn. I take responsibility for it. I encouraged you to give her another chance after that bullying incident with Ed. She pauses, sighs, then continues. Well, we did give her another chance and it hasn't worked. Jocelyn's a talented young woman, but she'll always have this tendency to upset people. Fancy insulting Clive's wife like that, for goodness sake, how childish. She shakes her head sadly. But how foolish and naive we were to rely so heavily on that one income stream, and one that could be removed at a stroke. Now we're paying the price. I just can't believe that Clive won't even discuss it. It seems so harsh. Mercedes holds her breath, expecting criticism. Instead, Iphigenia asks what she plans to do now. I've been doing some analysis of our options. Mercedes pulls out the sheet of paper from her briefcase, on which she's written four headings in large letters. Grow, merge, shrink, close, with comments under each. I got this at a workshop I attended last year. It helped me think through what we might do. Growth sounds rather unlikely at the moment, Mercy, says Iphigenia dryly. Mercedes blushes and jumps in. Yes, I know, but I don't think we need to think about closing either. We've got income and reserves for at least 3 months, plus the farm building fund. Yes, we've got to cut costs, and quickly, and maybe longer term, think about a merger when we've got our spending under control. They draw up a list of ways they can cut costs, which involves losing some posts and postponing some activities relating to the farm building project in Maseru. They also think about who might be a suitable merger partner. As they leave, Mercedes says, Thanks, Iffy, for not saying I told you so. I appreciate your support. Iphigenia nods ruefully, and they go their separate ways. With hands shaking, Mercedes reads out a statement that has been passed by the organisation's lawyer. She tells the shocked staff that there will have to be cuts, including some job losses. There's a stunned silence, suddenly punctuated by an angry voice from the back of the room. Has Jocelyn got anything to do with this? Mercedes isn't sure how to respond and calls the meeting to an end. She tells the staff that they'll all be seen on a one-to-one basis next morning to discuss their individual position. It's nearly the end of the day, and she tells everyone to go home. Mercedes returns to her office, feeling awful and sick. Who'd be a chief exec, she thinks. Aggie, the fundraising assistant at Milkcaster Aid to Africa, cycles home, faster than normal. She's furious. There'd been rumours about why Jocelyn left all of a sudden. She stops and rings her boyfriend. It's so unfair. Three of us are going to lose our jobs, all because of that Jocelyn. Ed left because of her bullying, and she got away with it then. Bruno said she'd been joking about Clive's wife, Camilla, at the Christmas reception, and really loudly. Yeah, I bet that was it. It's so unfair. She sighs. Can I come round? Need a hug. Thanks. Aggie turns her bike around.